Long Winglai spent 6 months in a Hong Kong prison for taking part in an unauthorised demonstration in 2014. It was there Hong Kong's 90-year-old former bishop Cardinal Joseph Zen came to meet him and other inmates.
It took him at least 3 hours to travel there, which is so physically demanding for an elderly person. I'm so grateful that he came all that way just to visit us.
Now the Cardinal is on his mind once again as he faces a challenge of his own. He and five co-defendants are accused of failing to register a fund to support those arrested during the 2019 protests. They have pleaded not guilty.
The prosecution says the fund raised more than $34.4 million and was used for political activities and non-charity events. But the defence argues the right to form an association is guaranteed under Hong Kong's basic law.
While the penalty is likely to be only a fine, legal experts say they are worried.
There's a concern that's been raised that, you know, the process of going through this, that the government is trying to get more materials and more information to possibly then charge them under the more serious offences.
Reverend Tobias Brandner says he would often see Cardinal Zen on prison visits and describes him as someone who tried to comfort those in need.
His social justice role is maybe well known, but there is also very much this role as a very humble servant of God.
During his career, Cardinal Zen has been a staunch critic of Beijing. He openly opposed plans to allow Beijing to jointly appoint bishops with the Vatican.
What they know about the qualities required to be a bishop.
And this week, that agreement was renewed. More than 1.2 million Christians live in Hong Kong. Some pro-Beijing lawmakers in the territory say the trial has nothing to do with religious freedom. A verdict is expected in November. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.